This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
قَاتِلُ لِمَ قَتَلْ. And even the killer doesn't know why he killed. He doesn't know why I'm carrying him. Is there a justified cause for me to do that? How do you justify that? Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you compare what happened in Las Vegas and what happened in Manhattan, both are 100% top of the line terroristic. No question about it. As a matter of fact, I really see the other one more terroristic than this one, in the sense of, I mean, the guy really wanted to get more, but he just got 50. All what we're asking as a Muslim community living in America, justice. First of all, this individual does not represent Islam and Muslims. And by the way, we're not saying this in the spirit of appeasing. La, the spirit of speaking the truth, of saying what is right, what your religion says. And I will share with you the perspective of Islam on the subject of killing, taking the soul of another human being. I will share with you text. And yes, we do have verses in the Quran, we have a hadith, sayings of Rasulullah that talks about killing. But we understand these in context. These verses talks about a battlefield, a declared war, where you know your enemy, an enemy know you, fighting you, you're fighting him. Yes, like if you look into the Old Testament, the Torah, you're going to find very similar text to this. Because Islam, from the start until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a lifestyle. Is a lifestyle. You see, Islam teaches you how to relieve yourself, how to go to the bathroom. One of the non-Muslim said, Salman, man, your religion teaches you hatta al-khara'a, even the khara'a, even how to relieve your... Na'am, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to enter the bathroom with our left and not to use our right hand on removing the feces, the urine, and three times at least. So your religion is not going to teach you how to conduct a war? Yeah, it's going to teach you. And this is, by the way, what they call Geneva Conventions, rules of engagement. It's in Islam. Don't kill a woman. Fight only the one who's fighting you. Don't kill a woman. Don't kill a child. Don't kill a monk in his sanctuary. Don't take down a tree unless you have to, unless your enemy is using it to shoot you from the top. Don't burn a house. Don't kill an animal. Rules of engagement. So, Islam... Listen, with all due respect, those who join the Marine and the Air Force, what they teach them there? Love tactic? They teach them kill tactic. How to fight. They teach them that. These verses in the Quran and the sayings of Rasulullah in the Sunnah are to be understood in that context. But not with a non-Muslim you're living with. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the non-Muslim in our religion falls into one of the following four categories. The non-Muslim, al-Kafir. Number one, kafir mu'ahad, a non-Muslim with whom you have a covenant. What a covenant. That can be a lottery visa. That lottery visa that you sign, that you're going to come to the United States, it's a covenant. In that detail of that lottery visa, or the regular visa, visitor visa, or the religious visa, or the tourist visa, or the green card, that those people are expecting security from you. They are expecting you to abide by the laws of the land. That's a covenant on you as a Muslim. And Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil uqud. O ye who believe, fulfill your covenants. Kafir mu'ahad. وفي حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says من قتل معاهدا The one who kills someone with whom you have a covenant فلا يرح رائحة الجنة He will not smell the scent of Jannah وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَيُوجَدُ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً Meanwhile, you could smell the scent of Jannah from a distance of 40 years traveling. وبعدين الإسلام Islam doesn't condone treason. خيانة. قصة A famous story في كتب السنة خرج الإمام مسلم The companion حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه and his father They decided to migrate from مكة to مدينة around the time when the battle of Badr was taking place The circumstances of the battle of Badr So in their way out the disbelievers caught them Where are you guys going? We're leaving, we're migrating. La, you're going to help Muhammad against the Muslims. He says, no, we're not. Do you give us a covenant? Do you establish a covenant that you're not going to join the Muslim army against the non-Muslim army in the battle of Badr? You got our word. Covenant. Word. I'm not talking about lottery visa or a visa or something that you stamp, that's something that you sign. A word, you got my word, brother. Subhanallah. And look at the circumstances of the Battle of Badr. Imagine 300 plus, yani, 317. أصح الأقوال. 317 firing an army of 1,000. So they are desperate for a manpower. One person can help. So Hudayfa and his father arrived at Badr. Ya Rasulullah, let us help you out. But, and they cited the promise, the covenant they given to non-Muslims. You know what the Prophet said to them? أوفوا لهم بعهدهم ونستعينوا الله عليهم. Fulfill your covenant and Allah will help us against them. Islam, هذا الإسلام, هذا الدين. This is the religion of Islam. معاهدا, that's the first type. The second type is called مستأمن. Someone that you're at war with, and you told him, خلاص, we're done. Look what the Prophet said about this. والحديث أخرجه البخاري في التاريخ. His book التاريخ والنسائي في السنن الكبرى حديث narrated by a companion by the name of عمرو بن الحمق الخزاعي You know what he said صلى الله عليه وسلم من أمن رجلا على دمه ثم قتله فأنا بريء من القاتل ولو كان المقتول كافرا If you tell someone I'm not gonna touch you I'm not gonna harm you You protected from me. Then you go back and kill him. I disown Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Disown the killer, even if the one who was killed is a non-Muslim, is a kafir. The third type of non-Muslim, dhimmi. What dhimmi? Someone who lives in a majority Muslim country as a minority, like the Jews and the Christians we have in the Arab world. Shuf. من ضرب ذميا حديث سنن أبي داود أو انتقصه حقه أو كلفه أكثر من طاقته. If you wrong a ذمي, a Jew or a Christian living as a minority group in the Muslim world, if you wrong him, if you take away his right, or if you burden him more than what he can bear, look at this. فَأَنَا حَجِيجُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. I will be his lawyer. The lawyer of the dhimmi, the Christian and the Jew, against the Muslim on the Day of Judgment. I will be his advocate. I will defend his right. فَهَذَا. The fourth type is the type that I refer to, the combatant. Someone who is attacking you. خلاص, we're going to fight. خلاص, you're going to kill me, I'm going to kill you. It's a battlefield. هذا هو. We as Muslims living in this land, brothers and sisters in Islam, category 4 is not ours. Category 1 and 2 is ours. And you know, unfortunately, non-Muslims, they use these verses or these ahadith which talks about a battlefield, and they make it like this is what your religion teaches, without having to actually defend that. Even though I tell you something, a simple man, student of knowledge, can actually explain that. If he goes and he checks the Quran and the Sunnah that they cite to you, can act. But let me just share with you some of the texts that talks about how awful it is to kill someone without a justified reason. And subhanAllah, it's the first time I pay attention to this. In the Day of Judgment, where mankind are standing in the land of gathering for years, you know, the Day of Judgment, Ya Ikhwa, is 50,000 years long. There are some texts that says that duration of standing without even knowing what is going to happen, you're just standing and waiting half of that time. There is actually another hadith that says 300 years. Imagine standing for 300 years, don't even know. So all of mankind, مؤمنهم وكافرهم برهم وفاجرهم, all of mankind will start, they will hold a shura, they will consult with one another and say, you know, these messengers who used to come into this world and talk to us about the Day of Judgment, they are the only people who can help us. So they will go to request these messengers and prophets in order to intercede on their behalf for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. وَنُثْبِتُ الصِّفَةَ. We affirm the attribute. Allah comes in a way that suits His Majesty. وَجَاءَ رَبُّ. To come to the land of gathering in a way that suits His Majesty. Don't visualize it. Don't look for how Allah will come. That's not your job. In order to initiate reckoning, in order to begin al-hisab. So they will go to Adam. I don't want to go into the hadith because it will take me off the subject. Adam, he will say, no, I ate from the tree. Nuh, he will say, no, I made a da'wah, or I made a request that I should not have. They will go to Ibrahim, he will say, no, he will mention the reason. And then they will go to Musa. You know what Musa will say? I can't. فإني, why? Why يا موسى؟ فإني قتلت نفسا لم أمر بقتلها. because I killed someone I was not asked to kill. And pay attention here. Look at this. He killed him accidentally. قتل خطأ. Two individuals are fighting. He wanted to separate them. He put his hand on him. He killed him. Accidentally. Be careful. Musa's killing of the Egyptian was not intentional. Was قتل خطأ. No intention there. This is one. He killed a kafir, a non-Muslim. Three, that non-Muslim was attacking the Muslim. That's three. He was the attacker. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِ. Help me, Musa. This guy is beating me up. Help me. So he's trying to help the Muslim. Number four, Allah forgiven him in the dunya. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He said, oh Allah, forgive me. You're forgiven, ya Musa. Yet, he still recall it in the land of gathering. He still remember it. What about you driving a truck into some people who are biking or jogging? What animosity you have with them? What did they do to you? They are not even wrong in a Muslim. A lot of these people, if they hear this da'wah of Islam, they accept that religion. But that's not a criteria either. Even if they insist on their disbelief, they are entitled to their lives. Ya ikhwa, subhanallah, the killer, he may get caught in the dunya. And, you know, sometimes for him to come out of this, he has to ransom. Fidiyah in Islam. You could ransom. He can be executed for killing. That's the punishment in Islam. But you want to know something? This is all for the family. In order to remove that anger out of their chests. But the one who is killed, still in the day of judgment, is not over. Look at this athar. Abdullah ibn Abbas was asked, Ya ibn Abbas, O ibn Abbas, al-athar fi al-Nasa'i, Sunan al-Nasa'i, al-qatili tawbah. The one who kills, he has a chance. You know what he said? Fakalathu ummu. May his mother lose him. That's a term, he's a loser. Yeah. سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يأتي المقتول يوم القيامة. The one who was killed in the day of judgment will come. Look at the scene. يحمل رأسه على يديه. Carrying his head on his hand. تشخب أوداجه دما. The veins of his neck are pouring blood in the land of gathering. يجر قاتلا. Dragging his killer with the other hand. And he will go stand in front of Allah and he will say, يا رب سل هذا فيما قتلني. Ask him why he killed me. Why? Why did he strip me out of my life? The life that you placed in my body. And no one is, hatta your own, even you cannot take your life out. You have to wait until Allah commands an angel called the angel of death to come, sleep, let's take it out. You can't. What we call suicide. You cannot. You have to, even if you're going through hell in this dunya, even if you're going through depression, you don't have money, you're miserable. You can't. You can't take your life out. You can't. فَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِحَدِيدَ فَوَيَضْرُ بِهِ مَنْ أَرَمَى نَفْسَهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِسُمْحِ. حديث أبي هريرة في صحيح معروف, that whoever kills himself, he's going to keep killing himself in the grave and in the hellfire. He will keep doing this. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ.
You can't. بعدين, look at this hadith. Hadith في البخاري أخرجه الإمام البخاري حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says لا يزال المسلم في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما حرام. A Muslim's states for salvation, يعني. That's the essence of the words. يعني your chance to go to Jannah, to succeed in the test are very high. Until you hit this sin, until you indulge yourself into that sin, that you kill another person, then your chances are what? شوف ابن عمر, ابن عمر always likes to comment. Look what he said, commenting on this hadith. وَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَقَاتِ الْأُمُورِ لِمَنْ أَوْقَعَ نَفْسَهُ فِيهَا سَفْكُ الدَّمِ بِغَيْرِ حِلْمٍ. One of the greatest masses that a person may find himself in, masses, that you kill somebody without a reason. فهذه نصوص. I just want to say that هذه نصوص. يا إخوة, we believe in our religion, in our jurisprudence, that sometimes if you end up doing haram, being compelled, being forced, you're not a sinner. If you do things out of ikrah, hadith fi sunan Abi Dawud, hadith Aisha, Allah has pardoned my ummah for the things that they do before they reach the age of puberty, the things that they do because of insanity, the things that they do, if we put both wording together, the things that they do out of forgetfulness, and the things that they do being forced. But what about killing? No. No. If I give you a gun and I ask you to shoot this guy, and I tell you that if you don't shoot him, I'm going to shoot you. If you don't shoot him, I'm going to shoot you. You can't shoot him. You cannot. If you shoot him, you're a killer. You're a killer. You have a choice between you and his. Oh, yeah, and if you kiss, I shared with the brothers in Fajr this morning, interesting out of this world. You know, there is a guy by the name of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. If you read about Al-Hajjaj, he's very similar to like these guys that we have, these rulers of our time. Without naming anybody. Wallahi, they don't deserve to be named on that place. Who killed them, their people for power, for office. Bombed their own people to stay in office. You know, Hajjaj was known of that. He killed actually companions. The scholar spoke about him. Some of them said he's a kafir. Some of them said he's a fasiq. But I really respect so much what Al-Hafidh al-Dhahabi mentioned about him regarding his status in a book called Sir Alam al-Nubala. He said something very fascinating. He said, لَهُ حَسَنَاتٌ فِي مُحِيطَاتِ سَيِّئَاتِهِ Al-Hafidh al-Dhahabi said, he has good deeds in the ocean of his bad deeds. He has good deeds in the ocean of what? يعني he has, and this is one of the situations. He sent his guy, go get me Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab. You know, he lived long life, Abdullah ibn Umar. Get Abdullah ibn Umar to me. Abdullah ibn Umar was blind. He got blinded. So his son Salim would take his hand. So Salim, يا ابني تعالى خذ يا سالم, let's go to Al-Hajjaj, we're going to be in trouble. Subhanallah, they arrived when Al-Hajjaj was so angry at a man. He's arguing with him and so angry. So when he saw Salim, the son of Abdullah ibn Umar, said, Salim, come here, take this guy and kill him. Remember the ruling now. And if you don't do it, guess what? Al-Hajjaj is going to get you. Big time. So Salim said, can I please do this outside? Say, yeah, go ahead. So Salim took him, walked out. So he asked the man, هَلْ صَلَّيْتَ الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ Did you pray Fajr in Jama'ah? He said, yes. قَالَ خُذْ أَيَّ طَرِيقٍ شِئْ يَلَّا, run away. اهرب. So he came back to the court of Al-Hajjaj. What did you do with the man? He said, I let him go. Why? حدثني أبي. My father told me that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever prays Fajr in jama'ah, فهو في ذمة الله. He's under the protection of Allah. So how do you want me to kill someone who's under the protection of Allah? Al-Hajjaj looked at him as, you got me. Yeah, that's the hasana in the ocean of, you got me. That's what Islam teaches, brothers and sisters in Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Like I said, يا إخوة, killing a human without a just cause is awful, regardless whether he is a Muslim or not. But يَعْظُمُ الْأَمْرُ, it becomes more in the sight of Allah when a Muslim kills a Muslim. Yani I heard, I'm not sure whether I could verify this or not, or you can, that the 300 brothers and sisters who were killed in Mogadishu, that the one who drove that truck into that crowd, he was saying Allahu Akbar like this guy. You see, Allahu Akbar is in the Torah too, is in the Gospel too. I don't know why Allahu Akbar now. Huh? And the people, some of them, when they were dying, they are saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Look at the dilemma of the Muslims. I'm not judging him, I'm not judging them. That's not my place. You know, when Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed while he was leading the salah, even though he wished that he would die as a shaheed, as a martyr, in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though that's impossible. When he was bleeding and he was told that he will die, he called Abu Abdullah ibn Abbas, فَقَالَ ابن عَبَّاسِ أُنظُرْ مَنْ قَتَلَنِي. Go and find out who killed me. Abdullah ibn Abbas came to him and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ghulam al-Mughira. In reference to Abu Lulu'ah. Abu Lulu'ah is a non-Muslim who was brought to Medina to teach the Muslims his skills. You know what Umar said? Alhamdulillah, Alladhi lam yaj'al mitati biyadi rajulin yadda'i al-Islam. All praise be to Allah that I got my wish to die as a martyr on the hands of someone who is not a Muslim. There is a wording of this hadith. Sajada lillahi sajdatan wahida. He did not prostrate one time. Why? Because look at this verse. Never in the Quran, a verse which contains 5 punishments in one verse. 5 in one. The verse in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Whoever kills a Muslim intentionally, a believer intentionally. Look at this. فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. You know what it means. خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Forever. وغضب الله عليه. Allah is angry at him. ولعنه. And Allah curses him. وأعد له عذابا عظيما. So as if Umar is saying, why would I get my wish for a Muslim to go through this? Closing here, just to mention something about Al-Hajjaj again, that's one of the drops of the water in the ocean. One of his sins, one of his greatest sins, by the way, is killing Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Abdullah ibn Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ حَوَارِيٍّ. Every messenger, every prophet has disciples. وَحَوَارِيَّ الزُّبَيْرِ. And he's one of the ten. You know what it means, one of the ten, right? One of the ten giving glad tidings of Jannah. في سنن الترمذي. وعبد الله بن الزبير هذا أول مولود في الإسلام. The first newborn is the in the Muslim community. When you remember, his mother is Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr. You don't remember that Asma, when she used to take the food to them, she was pregnant. You don't remember that? That was Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Pregnant women going up to the mountain to give her father and the Prophet food. That was Abdullah. She delivered in Medina. Rasulullah hannakahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who placed that sweet date in his mouth. Wasamma. And he called him Abdullah. And because Aisha doesn't have children, he used to call her Ya Umma Abdullah. And he's the son of your sister, Asma. Subhanallah, Zubayr ibn Awam. Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Again, Al-Hajjaj is like one of these rulers that we have these days. He killed him and he put him on a cross for 3 days. A cross. And he vowed to bury him with the Christian and the Jews. And he used to say about him what? Sharru an-nas. The worst of the Muslims. ولذلك عبد الله بن عمر again, one day he was passing by him and Salim told him that's عبد الله بن الزبير. فهي looked at him and he said السلام عليك السلام عليك السلام عليك ألا كنت أنهاك عن ذلك. I used to tell you not to get involved in this fitna. Stay away. Don't do this. والله by Allah, لقد علمتك صواما قواما وصولا للرحم. I knew you, someone who fasts almost every day. You fast a lot, yeah. You pray tahajjud every night. You uphold your kinship ties. لأمة أنت شرها. An ummah that you're the worst of them, the rest must be angels. لا هي خير الأمم. If you are the worst of the ummah, then what about the others? They must be what? الشاهد, after he killed him, الحجاج sent somebody to bring أسماء. أسماء was an old woman, and أسماء was outspoken. Go, bring أسماء to me. So his guy came back and he said to him, she refused to come to you. She refused to go to him. So he got upset. Give me my shoes! So he took his shoes and he went to it. I said, now he want to give her a hard time. He said, have you seen what I have done to your son? Did you see what I did to your son? She said, yes, I saw. أرى اسمع هذا الكلام. كلام والله. رأيت. I saw that you messed up his life, but he messed up your akhirah. Yeah, you stripped him out of his life, but you messed up, he messed up your hereafter. You're going to stand in front of Allah and answer for this. That's the message that I give to anyone who has the courage to take the life of another human unjustly. You may mess up his life, you may make a point, but you're going to stand judgment one day. An answer for this. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we come to this country, we represent this religion. And the game is obvious. It's obvious that any person who commits a crime in this country, even if he is not practicing Muslim, as long as Muhammad, Mu, Akbar, Allah, خلاص. فwatch it. Watch it. You're not only harming yourself, you're harming a community. You know, I travel and this is how I travel. Alhamdulillah. I don't take off that thawb at the airport. I don't paint my hair. I don't hide my identity. I came yesterday from Denver to here. I can tell you that airports are not fun yesterday. It's not fun at all. Some days they are fun. They actually smile at you. But yesterday, I tell you, I felt like, you know, they have that game that you wear a mask, you wear in different cultures, a hat, and you disappear. I just felt like, can I wear one of these so I can? I still want to make it to Maryland. Here it is, brothers and sisters in Islam. You're not only inflicting harm upon yourself, you're inflicting harm upon the community at large. Allahumma aghfir lana dunubana وإسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm here inshallah this weekend after Isha, between Maghrib and Isha, after Fajr, inshallah come and visit us inshallah and hear some of the knowledge. I just want to get you, you know, you've always been hearing some depressing news about this community. I actually want to share with you a very promising piece of news. Alhamdulillah, we got the approval for the daycare. So the brothers, inshallah, are working on reopening a Noor Academy, inshallah. When and how many, the details, you can ask them. But this is a good piece of news. And they collected money from you at one stage to pave the parking lot. They want to do it now. So alhamdulillah, these are good news. Good news. Moving forward. We got to move forward. We got to stand, brothers, for this religion in this country. Having these internal conflicts are not going to help us, are not going to help our children. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. تحسين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.